now Qiyamah is to come. There is a change in this creation of Allah, and now everybody will realize that Hisab and Kitab will take place. So then Allah Ta'ala closes the door of Tawbah. Our Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam speaks about this in the Hadith, that Allah Ta'ala closes the door of Tawbah, number one, and Allah Ta'ala closes the door of the Iman of a person who had not brought Iman. That is one. And then in the ayat of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala speaks about وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةُ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ حَتَّى إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتِ قَالَ إِنِّي تُبْدُ الْآنِ. Second is, the description in the Hadith goes like the gharghara, the gurgling of death. A person now comes to the last part of his life. And that sakarat, the pangs of death, begins. And then that gurgling starts. In other words, now the ruh is being extracted. Hazrat Tanvi Rahmatullah Ali says that there is a point in time when a person is leaving this world, the family, the people may still have hope that there is some form of medication, there's some form of science that will be able to assist. But the point will also come when that also gets cut off. Now everybody knows that this person is going. So at that point, now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not accept the tawbah of a person. Allah give us all the tawfiq that we carry on continuously, make tawbah to Allah Rabbul Izzat. He's not going to harm us. He's not going to hurt us. He's not going to be a lot of time. We don't need to spend too much of time. Just make tawbah and seek from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So those are the two aspects. Now once in the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Madina Tayyiba, the sun was setting and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and subsequently he's the narrator of this hadith. He asked Abu Dharr, where do you think the sun is going to now? So is Madina sunset? The sunset of Madina. Otherwise we'll have the scientific thing that the sun never sets, because the earth is revolving and the sun goes in its orbit. So scientifically we're going to say the sun doesn't set. So the muhaddithin have preempted this question and have answered this question. The sunset of Medina is very simple to understand, that when the sun sets, so he's asking Abu Dharr, where you think the sun goes, what happens when the sun sets? So Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, like every other sahabi, submitting Allahu wa Rasulu A'lam, Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows best. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it makes sajda under the arsh of Allah. Now remember, the arsh of Allah Ta'ala is expanding over the whole world. So there's no issue with that. So it makes sajda, in other words, now it submits to Allah. And it asks Allah Ta'ala for permission to continue. And Allah Ta'ala will grant, Allah Ta'ala grants it the permission. And that goes on and on and on until one day when Allah will say to the sun, you don't have permission to go on this normal course. Now the sun will get the hukam from Allah and the sun will rise from the west. So there is one lengthy hadith. Imam Tirmizi rahmatullah alayh narrates this hadith, and then all other muhaddithin have narrated the hadith about the night before the sun will rise from the west. So what happened? What will happen on that night? It will be an exceptionally long night. In this hadith of Tirmidhi, it will be a night equivalent to three nights. So you'll be just sleeping and sleeping. No, don't worry. You won't be sleeping and sleeping. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives the example of a very conscious abid, a person that worships Allah Ta'ala. He sleeps for a portion of the night and he'll get up. And then he will make his normal ibadat, his hizb that comes in the hadith. In other words, his portion, whatever tahajjud, salat, the number of rakats he normally would perform, he will perform. The amount of Quran Sharif he will recite, his zikrullah, whatever. But then it's still dark. So automatically these people will go back to sleep. And then they'll come up, they'll get up again, and they'll do the same thing. they will make their normal night's ibadat, and again they will go back to sleep, whilst others now will come into a state of anxiety. There will be that distress that they are in, that what is happening, people will begin to shout, and they'll shout, and they'll shout. People will begin to scream, they will become restless, and then they will come out. Now in this riwayat of Tirmidhi, the mu'mineen, the believers, will go towards the masjid. And when they come towards the masjid, in other words, when they emerge from their homes, they will see the sun has risen from the west. So in our context, it will rise from this side. And then in the hadith, it will come right up to the middle, that is when it comes to Zawal, and then it will take a U-turn and it will go back, and in that way the sun will rise from the west, and the sun will again then set in the west, then it will take its normal course. So from this hadith and this riwayat and this narration, we learn that there are two things that Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, that the door of Tawbah closes, otherwise the door of Tawbah never closes. The one is that when a person comes to that, what the hadith speaks about, the gharghara that we spoke about, when a person comes to that point of sakarat, and now the ruh is being extracted, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala doesn't accept. Like Allah ta'ala said to Fir'aun, al-an, now that iman of yours is not going to be accepted. And the second is, when the sun rises from the west, Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.